Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well, thank you. What is the trade going to make of all the numbers they saw this morning? Begin with corn.
Well, I think early reaction was a little bit weaker on corn. We came in close to expectations, at least by USDA standards anyway, lately, Dave. So our early calls was kind of based on the overnight, but as we look at some of the over-the-counter markets, corn is firming up a little bit, and it looks like corn's going to trade a little higher. Overall carryouts for corn down in that 672 area, you know, obviously historically friendly, so the market's kind of playing it that way. Here, the USDA is anticipating that price is going to do some pretty good demand rationing here to kind of keep carryouts in that 600 to 700 million bushel area. So going to play that to the upside today. Soybeans raised the yield a little bit, so that's deemed a little bit negative. Carryouts, you know, a little bit higher than expectations for this next marketing year on beans. So looks like we have kind of a mixed reaction. Corn a little firmer, beans a little negative.
Okay. Let's get behind the numbers a little bit more. USDA in the demand side knocked 500 million bushels off of the WASD demand side in order to reach the 672 ending stocks. And then I look at the production side and I see Illinois sitting there still at 161. You go over to Ohio, and I would say that Illinois and Ohio in the weekly reports were like mirror images of each other. And is it down at 153? Are other shoes going to be dropping here in upcoming reports?
I wouldn't be surprised. I think probably general opinion this morning here is the Illinois crop yield still a little bit too high. You know, even though some of the early harvest data is coming out a little better than expected, you know, as we get into some of this later planted corn, expectations are some of that yield stuff's going to drop off a little bit. So at this point, probably seeing something in the high 150s, mid to high 150s, I would say, Dave, before we're all said and done for Illinois.
And the other thing I look at is corn objective yield weight versus ears per acre. And we are the lowest we are in 8 or 9 years on that particular figure. The only thing holding us in there is the pop counts.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think we've seen that, especially as we got through some of the yield data here. You know, some of the crop tours we saw through central Illinois, some of the population counts obviously very high this year, so helping save some of the yield estimates we saw. And then, you know, get a little further into that data here as we move into October, and, of course, then we'll get into FSA numbers as far as acreage. So obviously we got some adjustments still to come, Dave.
So do we have a sideways market in corn essentially between now and October, do you think?
Yeah, I think barring any European debacles or more economic concern, I think, you know, we'll get through this report fairly quickly. We'll watch harvest data as we move on for the next couple weeks, and then I think we're still at the mercy somewhat of the outside market, especially with the Fed meeting next week mm-hmm. and a lot of jobs discussion here going on for the next couple months. So unfortunately, I think we're going to see the money flow issue as far as outside markets continue to dictate a little bit until we get some more USDA news.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Bye.
Aaron Curtis of MITCO in Bloomington Normal, Illinois.